Well, there I was. Are we familiar with livestock auctions? Maybe not, so let me describe this one. They had their big cattle sale once a week, see? On that day, farmers and ranchers from miles around would bring in cattle and unload them on the west side of the big set of holding pens. Once the sale began, the buyers and sellers gathered inside the sale barn and sat on wooden bleachers, which were built around the sale ring. Meanwhile, the cowboys who worked in the yards would run a pen of cattle through the ring, and the auctioneer would start the bidding. When the bidding ended, the cattle were moved out of the ring and into the pens on the east side of the yard. That went on over and over for hours, sometimes all afternoon and even into the night. On sale day, the parking lot around the auction barn would be filled with pickups and stock trailers and big cattle truck rigs. And the barn and cafe would be packed with farmers, ranchers, cowboys, and cattle buyers from all over the Texas panhandle. For the country folk, sale day was the big social event of the week. But on the days before and after a sale, the auction barn was a pretty quiet place. A small crew of cowboys was there to process cattle in and out, feed hay to the cattle in the yards, and take care of whatever chores needed to be done. That's the way it was the day I arrived. I was kind of disappointed, to tell you the truth. I'd heard about all the excitement of sale day, the crowds of men eating pie in the cafe and swapping stories about horses and the weather. But what I saw was a big empty parking lot and a couple of old pickups parked in front of the barn. But none of that made much difference since I'd been forced to take refuge in a garbage barrel behind the sale barn cafe. But the important thing is that I had escaped the wicked dog catcher, Teehee, and never saw him again. Until the next day.